I'm going to divert a drop on the Gemara that the Nefesh HaChaim just quoted. He quoted a piece of Gemara that said that learning without Yiras Shamayim is like the guy who sends his shliach to go buy wheat, but he didn't buy the preservative. So the guy says, yeah, just keep the wheat. You didn't do anything for me. Mutav shaloi ha'elisa. It would have been better you not bought it in the first place. So I want to learn together a piece of Gemara, okay, that he's quoting. A lot of the pieces of the Gemara are well known, but I'm going to bring it up on the screen. There you go. I think it's here. Yeah. This is it. Yeah, Gevaldik. Okay, so I'm gonna share the screen, and I'm going to learn this Gemara together. Okay, there you go. So the Gemara says like this. It says, "Omar Reish Lakish, my diksiv." Reish Lakish says, "What does it mean in the pasuk when it says, V'haya emunas itecha, choisen yeshuais, chokma v'das?" It's a pasuk that those things are very important. Emunas itecha, choisen yeshuais, chokma v'das. Says the Gemara, "Emunas zaseh dezroim." You have to know zaseh dezroim. Itecha, that's emuna, because you can't have the zroim comes from emuna. You have to plant and hope that it rains and everything. That's emuna. Itecha is zman, l'chol zman ve'es. Zesei der moyed. You have to know zesei der moyed. Choisein, zesei der noshin. Yeshuais is zesei der nezikin. You have to know nezikin because it gives Yeshua to people that they know they have the money. Chachma is the true chachma of Torah because we don't understand that it's a chachma of Hashem. Zesei der kachim and das zesei der taharis. So it's saying you have to know all these things. And even so, after you learned all of that, Yiras Hashem, the Yira is the primary thing. So this is a raya to this whole idea that you can know everything, but the Maaseh have to be Yiras Shamayim. You have to come with the proper respect to the knowledge. Then there's another Gemara. Omer Rava. Now Rava says, "B'shasha machnisin adam ladin." When a person comes ladin, oimrim loy, they say to him the following six questions. Nasata v'nasata, the famous Gemara. Nasata v'nasata be'emuna. Did you do your business? Did you deal with your honestly in your business? Number one. Number two. Kavata itu l'Torah. Did you have set aside times to learn Torah? Okay. Now all of us here could say yes because we set aside these 15 minutes, right? A sacht of a peer of your review. Did you get married and have children? Tzipisa Leo Yeshua. Did you await the Mashiach? Pilpalta b'chachma. Did you mefalpel in chachma? Did you delve into the chachma of Torah? Hevanta dover mitoich dover. Did you get deep into the inyanim? La'afil hachi. And yet, yiras Hashem yoytzarai in Eloi Eloi. Same thing. Now that. This is interesting. Gemara, there's asking you six things, and on top of those six things, the same thing that we said before. Yiras Hashem yoytzarai. Im lo ye, im lat not, right? Now, there's a fascinating Vilna Goin on this Gemara. This is for Adam, this Vilna Goin. Because the Vilna Goin and Reb Chaim Volozhiner, like we've always been saying, say that the main thing is learning Torah. Everything else is important. The main thing is learning Torah. So you can say, well, this Gemara is not like that. Because it says you have to be honest in your business. First, they ask you about your business. So the Goyim says, that's how you read the Gemara. Because the whole continuation of the Gemara is weird. First, we said that these six things are referring to the six starim in Mishnayos. Then we say, Yiras Hashem Yetzara. Then we go bring another six things and then say, Yiras Hashem Yetzara again. So the Goyim says that these six questions are also about learning. Nasata v'nasata be'emuna. Did you have a give and take in the Seder's run, which is about Emuna. Kavata itim la Torah. Did you learn the itim of the Torah, which is Moyin? Asakta b'piriv. Did you be Isaac in the sugyas of Piriv Rivia? Did you learn the Sech Seder Noshim? Right? Tzipisli Yeshua is Nezikin. Topata b'chochma is chochma is kachim. Hibanta davar meter davar. Did you go even deeper into Tahiris? So the Vilna Goin says that all six questions are also about Torah. That's what he says. And then, if you learn like that, then the Hemshech of the Gemara is great. A Filachi, same thing we said before. Your Torah without your Shemayim in is not good. With your Shemayim in, you learn like, because that's the Oitza that holds in the Yer Shemayim. On that, the Gemara continues. Mashal Adam, the Mashal that we said yesterday. Shama l'shluchai, hele li korchitim, bring me up a korchitim, la'aliyah halach behelolah, he brought him a korchitim, amr le, you're after li ben kaf chut, did you put in a little bit of preservative? Amr le, la, but it's, amr le, oh, you didn't put in the preservative? Mutav imay alay, so it wouldn't matter, you didn't bring me the chitim at all, they're not going to last. Okay?
So the point of this means that, you know, if you just go through the whole life, and just, you don't know your time because you don't have to talk about much, but you don't have the full
reason. So frecht coach, the same kasha, but that's what I was going to discuss. The question of the Or Yisrael, Rabbi Sol Salanter. Not bad. Rabbi Sol Salanter says, isn't this punk fakir from everything we learned in the Sefer till now? We learned in the Sefer till now. Look, the best, you're not going to maintain the Torah, you're not going to, it's not enough, but you're doing some learning. So I don't have Yerush Hashem. So Mutav Shaloi HaElisa, it's better I wouldn't have brought it in the first place. So Rabbi Sol Salanter says, how could you do that? How could you even say that? How could you say Mutav Shaloi HaElisa? It would have been better had you not brought it. Very shver to go that far and say Mutav Shaloi HaElisa. It would have been better had you not brought it. That is Rabbi Sol Salanter's question. So Rabbi Sol Salanter now says a piece. It's a very fundamental principle, okay? It's a very fundamental principle in the whole concept of Lumina Torah. Rabbi Salanter says, and Rabbi L'chaim V'lozhner mentioned this also, and this is now going to be another reason why you have to be Yer Shemayim. We mentioned a whole bunch of reasons why, for your learning, you need Yer Shemayim. We said, if you don't have Yer Shemayim, you're not going to maintain it, you're not going to connect to Hashem through it, it's not, right? But now's another whole reason. And here it goes. Rabbi Salanter says that he quotes this Nefesh HaChayim, actually. So Rabbi Salanter says the following. There's two aspects to the mitzvah of learning Torah. One is there's a mitzvah to learn. Come in, you learn, whatever it is, you're involved in learning, you fulfill a mitzvah, no question. You don't remember a thing, you learn the same daf every day, doesn't matter, you learned, so you fulfill the mitzvah. But there's another mitzvah in Torah called Vishinantam Levanecha, you have to be sharp, that means you have to know the whole Torah also, or as much as you can. We have to know the Torah as well. Now, which one trumps the other one? Is it more important to constantly learn, or is it more important to be sharp and know it? Now, you could say, well, just do both. The answer is no. He said, Rabbi Sol Salanter says, sometimes we spend maybe a person, in order to know the Torah better, to get deeper, we'll end up actually spending less time learning. Let's say the guy says, you know, I have to sleep a good night. If I'm just going to learn Chumash all day, I don't have to get. I'm such a strong head. I can survive on a couple hours sleep. But if I want to delve into something deep and really understand it, I have to be sharp. I have to get a good night's sleep. So I'm going to lose 2 hours of learning, but I'm going to learn better. So which one trumps? Okay, we have two mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah to be constantly involved, but there's also a mitzvah to come out knowing something.
Stunning second.
Right. So the one that trumps, Rabbi Sol Salanter says, is knowing. The knowledge of the Torah is what trumps the learning of the Torah. So that, though, the knowledge of learning, the knowledge, you're not going to get it if you don't have Yer Shemayim. Without Yer Shemayim, you're not going to have the knowledge, because you need Siyata Dishmaya to have the knowledge. You need to have respect for the topic. You have to approach it that I'm understanding Hashem's Torah. Otherwise, Hashem's not going to give you Siyata Dishmaya to come out with any real, true conclusions on anything. Like we said yesterday, you need a davar. And there's another reason why you need your Shemayim now, we're saying. The other reason you're Shemayim, because you're going to come out with the wrong pshat if you don't have your Shemayim. Okay? So, and by the way, if you look in the introduction to the Igros Moshe, okay, how many of you have ever experienced a tshuva of Rav Moshe Feinstein? Learned through it. His tshuvas are unbelievable. Okay? Rav Moshe Feinstein wrote, you know, 9 volumes of tshuvas besides it. So he writes over there that really I'm a Rav. People ask me shaylos, I answer them. Why am I writing it down in a sefer? What's the point? So he says that he believes that anybody that has Yer Shemayim and learns a sugya with Yer Shemayim, they're allowed to paskin according to the way they learn the sugya. because Hashem gave you the ability to learn the Gemara. Now, if you don't have Yerush Shemayim, you're not allowed to do that because everything you're saying is false. But if you have Yerush Shemayim and you come to try to find the MS, the truth, and you learn the sugya properly, and this is how you came out.
Goes well with the story you said about
yeah, that. And that's how Moshe finds things in my from yesterday. But this is what he wrote. Anyway, so the other reason you need Yerush Shemayim, because otherwise you're going to come out with false pshat. You're not going to be MS. So Memela says, we saw Solanta like this, is a guy spent a lot of time working on something, and he got a good night's sleep, and he was working on an idea, but he has no Yerush Shemayim. So you know what you tell that guy? I don't want this deep learning and all that. Mutav Shalom, at least I would have rather you not spend all this time with your deep learning. For you, it would have been better just to open the Chumash and just read the Pasuk without trying to delve into it deeper. Because for you, this learning is not getting you anywhere because you don't have Yerush Shemayim. So the depth of learning is only valuable with Yerush Shemayim. That's what Bissau Salon said. That's what the Gemara is saying. For a guy, that's Mutav Shaloi HaLisa, spending that time and that effort and trying to get into the kishkas, you know, to get into the bottom of the sugya, that's only valuable if you have Yerush Shemayim. That should be Bissau Salon to shot in the Gemara. So it goes very well with the Nefesh HaChaim. It's the same idea. Right, and Bissau Salanta and the Nefesh HaChaim are going mamish like hand in hand over here, and they're saying that in order, another reason you need Shemayim in order to properly learn is because without it you're going to come to the wrong conclusions. All right, so I thought that was very very interesting in terms of what he says. What he says on that? Okay. Okay, very good. So let's stop here, and we will pick it up tomorrow night. Okay, Shkoyach, everybody. Nice to see you all.
Thank you.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Thanks, Adam. We'll see you.